Not all birds face the same risks when leaving the nest. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Juliana Jenkins, postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Missouri, explores the survival rates of two types of birds as they venture on their own.
Baby songbirds in the nest face naturally tough odds. Unable to fly, they are easy prey for cats, snakes, and even other birds. However, the perils don't end when young birds venture from the nest. Our research focused on the risks baby migratory songbirds face in and out of the nest, and our findings may have important implications for migratory songbird conservation. Once out of the nest, fledglings need to gain the skills to survive on their own. It is during this time that the majority of mortalities occur. You can think of young fledglings as teenagers getting ready to leave the house. They still depend on their parents for a lot of things and may have pretty poor judgment. While scientists know it's a dangerous time for baby birds, they don't know what may be affecting mortality or if risks post-fledging are similarly affected by habitat as compared to the nesting period. So we documented nesting habitat and survival and fitted baby ovenbirds and Acadian flycatchers with lightweight temporary radio transmitters. We then followed them daily for 4 weeks using handheld receivers. We recorded the young birds' behaviors and survival as well as the characteristics of their habitat. Ovenbirds and Acadian flycatchers had similar nesting success but experienced very different mortality rates post-fledging. Even though they share the same area of habitat, around 90% of juvenile Acadian flycatchers and around 50% of ovenbirds survive these first few weeks out of the nest. These results tell us that we cannot assume that species occupying similar nesting habitats will have similar risks after leaving the nest. This study is also important because it sheds new light on factors that impact the survival of songbirds during a critical period of their lives. The more we know, the better equipped we will be able to provide them with suitable habitats.
That was Juliana Jenkins of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good. Won't you fly?